Aisha Tumindaudu cited a number of events taking place which to her are an indication of the confidence of the international community in Cote d'Ivoire's recovery.
The completion of several important infrastructure projects, as well as the return to Abidjan of the headquarters of the African Development Bank, and the successful organization of several regional and international events in the country, or an indication of the confidence of the international community in Cote d'Ivoire's recovery and potential.
Factional fighting and other forms of violence had flared up in the economic capital of Abidjan and the western region during the post-electoral crisis. The UN has been supporting President Ouattara and his government in its reconciliation efforts. The government has been making efforts to enhance political inclusiveness and making conciliatory gestures towards the political opposition. Aishatu Mindaudu again.
Concrete measures have been taken, including the release on bail of some 300 persons detained in connection with the post-electoral crisis, the unfreezing of bank accounts, the return to their legal owners of illegally occupied properties, and the reintegration into the public service of those associated with the former regime. A significant number of Ivorians affiliated with the former regime, including former top officials, have also returned to the country.
Furthermore, since December 29th, political talks with the former ruling party have resumed. Meanwhile, in advance of this year's 2015 elections, a new independent electoral commission, comprised of 17 commissioners, four of whom are women, has been appointed. So far, eight candidates from various political parties have also announced their intention to run for president next October. Cote d'Ivoire's ambassador to the UN, Youssoufou Bamba, said his country has undergone a modernization and transformation since last year.
The building of the Henri Conan Bédier bridge over the Ébrié Laguna in Abidjan, inaugurated on the 16th of December 2014, symbolizes the dynamism of the Ivorian economy. President Alassane Ouattara and his government remain committed to do everything possible to ensure that this positive trend continues, with a view to consolidating what has been achieved and to ensure stability in Cote d'Ivoire.
The UN Secretary General has urged the people of Cote d'Ivoire to work together towards the holding of a peaceful election. At the same time, he's warned against the resurgence of inflammatory speech, in particular with regard to election-related matters. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.